Walk into any American grocery store and you're surrounded by bright packages promising health, convenience, and flavor. But have you ever stopped to wonder why that same bag of Doritos contains artificial dyes in the US but uses natural paprika extract in the UK? Or why McDonald's fries require 19 ingredients here but only 4 in London? These aren't accidents. They're deliberate choices by food manufacturers who've spent decades perfecting the art of deception. The woman who exposed these lies faced death threats, industry-funded smear campaigns, and was labeled public enemy number one by the New York Times. Her crime? Simply asking what's in our food and demanding honest answers. Step into a grocery store in London, Paris, or Berlin, and you'll notice something striking. The same brands selling products in America offer dramatically different versions abroad. This isn't about cultural preferences, it's about what countries allow companies to put in food. Mountain Dew uses natural beta-carotene for coloring in the UK, but petroleum-based yellow hashtag 5 and brominated vegetable oil in the US. Quaker's strawberries and cream oatmeal contains actual strawberries in Britain, but artificially dyed apple pieces and red 40 in America. Heinz ketchup and Coca-Cola are GMO-free across Europe, but contain GMO ingredients here. The food industry operates through front groups with innocent-sounding names masking corporate backers. The American Council on Science and Health receives funding from Bayer, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and Monsanto. The Cornell Alliance for Science functions as agrochemical PR disguised as academia. Corporations establish independent organizations, recruiting credible messengers, often strategically chosen mothers, who spread industry talking points without disclosing financial ties. Academia is deeply compromised. Dr. Kevin Folta attacked food safety advocates while secretly receiving $25,000 from Monsanto, exposed only through Freedom of Information requests. Beverage company-funded research is 4 to 8 times more likely to produce industry-favorable conclusions. Scientists accepting industry money often internalize sponsor values, designing flawed studies while genuinely believing they remain objective. Health organizations amplify industry lies. The American Heart Association's Heart Check certification appears on sugar-laden processed foods, items Harvard research links to increased heart disease risk. When the AHA recommended inflammatory corn oil over coconut oil, panel members were funded by drug companies making cholesterol pills, the Canola Oil Council, and Unilever. Their most recent cited study was from 1971. Big Food's deception infiltrates social media, news outlets, and Wikipedia. When an investigation into Starbucks's pumpkin spice latte went viral, critics suddenly flooded social media. Major outlets quoted experts with undisclosed industry ties. NPR featured Kavin Senapathy, not a scientist, but a GMO advocate connected to Monsanto. Hundreds of negative comments and 136 one-star Amazon reviews appeared overnight. Court documents later revealed Monsanto's Let Nothing Go program, employing third parties to defend the company while appearing independent. The industry practices astroturfing, manufacturing fake grassroots movements. Websites like GMOAnswers.com appear transparent, but are run by PR firms funded by GMO companies. Wikipedia gets manipulated by paid editors. This thrives because FDA oversight is dangerously lax. Manufacturers can declare ingredients generally recognized as safe without approval, hiring their own experts with no conflict of interest guidelines. Food additives have exploded from 800 in 1958 to 10,000 today, with an estimated 1,000 chemicals secretly added without FDA notification. Even the FDA's former deputy commissioner admitted they simply do not have the information to vouch for the safety of many of these chemicals. In 1967, Harvard scientists published an article in the New England Journal of Medicine blaming saturated fat, not sugar, for heart disease. This influential study shaped nutrition policy for decades, but was secretly funded by the sugar industry, which paid these scientists the equivalent of $50,000 in today's dollars. When British nutritionist John Yudkin presented evidence linking sugar to heart disease in his 1972 book, Pure, White, and Bedley, the sugar industry destroyed his reputation using tactics borrowed from tobacco companies. Our sugar consumption has skyrocketed from 2 pounds annually 200 years ago to approximately 152 pounds yearly today. Between 1980 and 2000, obesity jumped from 15% to 33%, and diabetes cases more than doubled. Sugar operates as a soft kill, lighting off the brain's reward centers like cocaine, while slowly damaging your body through weight gain, inflammation, fatty liver disease, now affecting 90 million Americans, including 17% of children, energy crashes, weakened immunity, and increased heart attack risk by up to 400%. Picture a young professional grabbing a lean cuisine, proud of choosing a healthy 250-calorie meal. She's counting calories religiously, yet gaining weight. This represents the food industry's greatest lie, that all calories are equal. Your body processes a 135-calorie Twinkie entirely differently than a 135-calorie pear rich in fiber and nutrients. Coca-Cola has spent $67 million since 2009 fighting soda taxes and warning labels while funding nearly 100 medical organizations, including the American Diabetes Association and American Heart Association. The CDC links soda to obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, kidney disease, fatty liver, gout, and asthma. One daily 12-ounce soda increases heart attack risk by 20%. Two sugary drinks daily raise women's heart disease death risk by 40%. Big soda mirrors big tobacco's tactics, paying dietitians to oppose soda taxes, creating front groups like the Global Energy Balance Network, and funding academics who promote soda as healthy. CDC officials maintained inappropriate relationships with Coke executives during FDA lobbying efforts. Artificial sweeteners built a $1.5 billion industry, but actually increase cravings and promote weight gain. Daily diet soda drinkers face 34% higher metabolic syndrome risk. Obesity rates have tripled from 13% in 1960 to 37.9% today. The Calorie Control Council, representing junk food companies and soda giants, controls the diet food narrative through educational courses and favorable research. Food packaging deceives consumers into eating more calories than real food would provide, with studies showing people consume twice as much of healthier alternatives. Sugar-free products swap table sugar for sugar alcohols or artificial sweeteners, rarely saving calories while training taste buds to expect excessive sweetness. Fat-free products replace healthy fats with refined carbohydrates and sugar, actually increasing triglycerides and decreasing good cholesterol. Though the FDA banned partially hydrogenated oils, industry exploits loopholes through emulsifiers like mono and diglycerides of fatty acids containing trans fats without labeling requirements. The National Academy of Science states there is no safe level of artificial trans fats. The gluten-free trend thrives on misinformation. Only 1% have celiac disease and 7 to 8% have sensitivities, yet 30% avoid gluten unnecessarily. Natural flavors represent perhaps the most insidious deception. Proprietary formulas containing up to 100 chemicals, including preservatives and stabilizers, without labeling requirements. They can legally contain MSG-mimicking glutamate, castoreum from beaver anal glands, and GMO-derived ingredients with no government oversight. Flavor scientists openly admit designing flavors to create addiction through a burst in the beginning without lingering satisfaction. Food companies hijack our natural systems by creating foods tasting like nutritious items without actual nutrients. Engineers create blueberry flavor without real blueberries by sourcing compounds from tree bark and yeast. Beyond calories lurks an even more insidious threat, obesogens. These endocrine-disrupting chemicals sabotage weight loss by creating more fat cells, slowing metabolism, and disrupting hormones. High-fructose corn syrup, hormone-treated dairy, BPA in plastics, phthalates in packaging, synthetic pesticides, and PFOA in nonstick cookware all function as obesogens. Navigate deceptive food marketing by asking three questions. What are the ingredients? Are they nutritious? Where do they come from? Ignore front-of-package claims like contains antioxidants. They distract from ingredient lists hiding high-fructose corn syrup, artificial colors, and chemical sweeteners. Many additives bypass rigorous FDA testing through industry-friendly loopholes. Research shows increasing ultra-processed food consumption by just 10% raises cancer incidence by 12%. The simplest nutritional gauge, is it whole or processed? Whole foods are single-ingredient items found in nature without preservatives or additives. Prioritize food quality over calorie counts. For animal proteins, seek certifications like Animal Welfare Approved, Certified Humane, and Certified Organic. Build relationships with local farmers and quality-focused restaurants. Consumer pressure works. Public demand forced major companies to remove BHT from cereals, eliminate the yoga mat chemical from Subway bread, remove artificial dyes from Kraft mac and cheese, and stop using Class 4 caramel color at Starbucks. Changing the food system starts with your next meal.